was in the Hitchcock movie Saboteur. Guess how old he was?
100?
106.
Get out of here.
Mm. So, other than Olivia de Havilland, all of his peers were gone. By the way, you know who else passed away?
Yes.
The guy that did the song Personality way back. What's it, Lloyd Price? Is that his name?
What was the name of the song? Personality?
Personality, you like it.
Personality.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yep. Believe it or not, they used to play that for me.
Yeah, Lloyd Price.
Lloyd Price, 88 years old. Here's the latest on Sandra.
Oh!
She is grateful for her time on Grey's Anatomy, but she's never going back. In fact, Grey's Anatomy got renewed yesterday for an 18th season.
You're kidding me. Well, how do you come up with storylines?
That's a good question, and I'm really not sure the answer to it. Hang on one second here. Any show that's been around that long and kept most of the original cast together, I mean, I wonder if Dr. McSteamy is... Steamy or Dr., you know, Joe, who knows? But it's going to go with the flow.
Grey's Anatomy has been renewed for another season as television's longest-running medical drama.
Scalpel!
What?
I said scalpel!
You want an apple?
When Grey's Sloan Memorial Hospital moves from Seattle down to Florida...
We are going to be the number one hospital in all the villages.
There is just as much hot romance as there was in season one.
Meet me in the on-call room in 5 minutes.
Okay, Meredith. But this time, you better take out your dentures.
It's Grey's Anatomy, and in a few years, it will be Grey's Autopsy.
I brought you that Snapple you wanted.
I said scalpel.
Do you know how many episodes I've watched in 18 years?
Zero?
None. Yeah.
Me either. That show's been around so long. Let's say Susan was still, like, middle-aged.
Bite me!
God rest your soul.
You're so naughty.
I am. Jesse's on the line. Jesse, can you hang on for just a second? We got to get this break done, and then we'll come right back to you.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road, and check them out on Facebook.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. A lot of inbound traffic now on Highway 231 from Wetumpka. That's got Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson busy. We have an accident East South Boulevard. If you're traveling from Narrow Lane to Norman Bridge, it's going to be in front of Rainbow Massage. Use caution there. And on Day Street, as you merge onto 85 northbound, we have the report of an accident there. Please use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place. Shop Pharaoh Vape and Phone Repair, Cato Fashion, Sally Beauty, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Hey y'all, I'm Allison Robertson, team leader and associate broker of the A-Team at Local Realty. We offer a $2,900 full-service flat listing fee that can save you thousands on selling your home without sacrificing the service you receive. This allows sellers to hold on to more of their hard-earned equity. I've been a realtor in the River Region for over 5 years, and I'm also a veteran. Let us revolutionize your home selling experience. It's worth a conversation. Give us a call at 334-424-3080.
And now a star is born. On May 12, 1937, the world welcomed little baby George Carlin.
Yeesh, you think that's bad? Just wait till you hear his first 7 words.
George Carlin, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. House Republicans will vote behind closed doors today, and they're expected to remove Congresswoman Liz Cheney from the party's number 3 leadership position. The move comes after she has repeatedly rebuked former President Trump for his claims of election fraud and his role in the January 6th U.S. Capitol attack. Dozens of people have been killed, hundreds wounded as Israeli-Palestinian violence continues. Rockets are streaming out of Gaza, and Israel has been pounding the territory with airstrikes. More than 1,000 gas stations in the southeastern U.S. report running out of fuel. The gas crunch from the shutdown of a major pipeline has prompted some panic buying. The Energy Department says pipeline operations should be back to normal in a few days and is warning gas station owners not to gouge prices. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
At 7:09, ladies and gentlemen, please help us welcome our wandering partner, because I don't know where she is. Somewhere in America, Jessie Lynn.
Please clap.
I think she's next door. She's Athens? Where are you at?
Yeah, Athens, Alabama. Yeah, oh, that's where
Athens,
I'm at.
Alabama. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, not Athens, Georgia, or Greece. I'm still.
You're not in Athens, Greece?
No, I wish. That would be a great vacation
trip.
That
would be cool. Tell me what the Parthenon is like.
Yes, that would be. Oh my gosh, I would die. I would just.
Now, I know where Boaz is. Where is Athens in Alabama?
It is literally. Where I'm actually staying is off of exit 361, so I am 4 miles from the Tennessee border.
You're in the greater Decatur, Huntsville area.
That is correct.
The greater Decatur, Huntsville area, very radio-esque.
Yeah.
It rolls off its own. a quick question. Are people freaking out up there with gas lines and stuff like that?
It's kind of touch and go. As you get more into the city, like in Athens and Huntsville area, there's, you know, some slight panic, but I'm out here in the country, and the country stations are staying pretty well at bay as far as people keeping a pretty good level head about it. But there were a couple of people last night at the Western Street Dance and Fashion Show that were like, we couldn't find gas on the way down. So I was like, I'm glad I filled up yesterday.
Yeah, actually, that area up towards Tennessee is likely to feel the effects of this. But we had, you know, how people get panicky, and the word buzzed around yesterday. We had ridiculous lines. We are not even affected by that pipeline system. So we're going to be okay here if everybody just take a deep breath.
I agree with one of the comments that was on your feed this morning. I think we should tell everybody there's a shortage on cow patties and let them go get them out in the field.
That's it. There you go. What a brilliant idea. Yeah, there was a lot of feedback on that post, too, like close to 200 comments from people.
Yes, I love that one. I laughed out loud when I read that one.
So what are you doing, and when are you coming back?
Yes, so I am up here for the Limestone County Sheriff's Rodeo that will take place Friday and Saturday night. I'm actually competing in the Miss Limestone Rodeo Queens Pageant Division. Should I win, this means I will get to go on to Miss Rodeo USA in January.
Wow.
And compete on a national level. But so far this week, Monday, we had our Kicking Into Rodeo Week community event. So pony rides, wagon rides, vendors, all of that fun stuff at the rodeo arena. And then last night was our Western street dance and fashion show in the courthouse square. And let me put it this way. I got there at 6. We danced until about 8:45 last night. And I got in about 10:30.
Well, you're young and you can stay up to those late hours like 10:30.
Yes. And so everything will wrap up Saturday night, and I will be headed back sometime Sunday. So depending on what time we get in Sunday, I might be back in Monday, might be back in Tuesday. Just kind of depends on how the day goes.
Well, I really hope that you, win the Miss Rodeo event, and that we can brag on you as you go for the national title. If anybody deserves it, you do.
So oh, we'll y'all are too you. Sweet.
Oh. Have some fun up there, too, and I know you will.
Oh, yes. It's this is what Rodeo Week's all about.
Eat some good rodeo food, too, right?
Oh, let me tell you, I cheated and had some beignets on Monday, and I must say, they were the bomb.
Do any of these rodeo events do things like chuck wagons and stuff? Because I remember I loved that one when I traveled out west, Colorado,
some
a place where there's a lot of ranches.
Some do, but this one doesn't. We actually have a break today, so one of the senior contestants and I, she and I are meeting for lunch and going to get our nails done because I did not have time to get them done before I left. And then tomorrow they're running Slack, so we'll head out to Slack and watch that tomorrow, and then the rodeo starts Friday.
Well, have fun. Let us know how you do, and if we don't see you Monday, we'll see you Tuesday.
That sounds great, guys. Y'all keep it together. Y'all are sounding great. We will keep y'all posted.
Have fun. Bye-bye.
Will do. Y'all have a good day.
All right. And a friend of yours dropped by. What was the thing with the horse the other? Oh, it's Medina, the whole Kentucky Derby.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
I got to play that after we get the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
So, showers are likely, especially this morning, but then there'll be another round of showers, possibly some thunderstorms later on today and this evening and tonight. Cooler today with a high around 74. Scattered showers again tonight, as I mentioned, and first thing in the day tomorrow before ending. Cooler, low tonight 54, unusually cool tomorrow for a May day with a high in the upper 60s. So we're going to be close to the record for the coolest maximum temperature. Think about that. What I'm saying is tomorrow's high in the upper 60s will be coolest. Well, never mind. It's just hard to explain. Breezy tomorrow with close to a record low max and jacket weather tomorrow night, overnight low around 50. Beautiful Friday, sunshine, high in the upper 70s, and nearly perfect over the weekend with a high in the low 80s Saturday, mid-80s Sunday, much like the Mother's Day weekend. Right now this morning, light rain falling at 67 at 716.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We all know that there's never a convenient time for a plumbing problem. Well, even if it's 8 to 5, it's not a convenient time for a plumbing problem. It always picks the weirdest hours. I've had this happen. Maybe you have too. You get up in the middle of the night to take care of when Mother Nature calls, and you get into the bathroom, and all of a sudden, splish! Oh no, there is a puddle. There's been a leak somewhere. Maybe the toilet overflowed or something like that. Or maybe a leak behind the dishwasher, or all kinds of things. Broken pipes, clogged drains, plumbing. Does pick the worst time to be a problem, so Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to take care of your problem 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. I love that part, because that used to be a big deal. And I used to find out after the fact, after somebody came in, fixed my plumbing, and said, you know, this is really going to cost you, because it's a weekend. Oh, really? I didn't know that. And upfront pricing, too. They're going to sit down and diagnose the problem with Plumbing by Luke Wire and tell you what it's going to cost before they start repairing it. That way, there's no big surprises at the end. 264-9666, that's their phone number. They're ready to take your call right now. At Plumbing by Luke Wire, with their Alabama certification number is 84417.
At 717, Random Facts up next. Stay tuned. Pay close attention. You could win yourself a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question. And the new Food Outlet specials are out today, and I'll tell you about those in a moment. 718.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. It's day two in the search for a missing infant in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office says one-month-old Caleb Wisnan Jr. was last seen around 10:45 Monday night at a Circle K gas station on Wetumpka Highway. If you have any information, call 911. Montgomery police have identified the man they say shot two officers Saturday. The FBI says Demetrius Keith is charged with second-degree assault from a separate incident which happened earlier that day. He is also charged with three counts of attempted murder. And Trenum State Community College has given out emergency pandemic-related grants to students who are eligible. The college has given out grants to more than 1,200 students who continue to suffer financial hardships due to COVID-19. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's up, boys?
Time to talk ball.
Are the Dodgers still the best team in the league?
When you think about how you sustain winning, pitching is still king.
Struck him out.
We got to get Mike Trout in the playoffs.
The Yankees are loaded.
The Padres are back. Watch what's about to come.
Major League Baseball returns May 22nd to Fox 20. Fox 20 also has football on Saturdays this May and June with the premiere of the Spring League.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories for the 2021 season. Come bake them at Riverwalk Stadium with fun for all ages. Experience the baseball, food, giveaways, max fireworks, and more. Visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Today is May 12th, Limerick Day. There once was a guy on the radio who talked about weird holidadios. None of them made sense, but in his defense, the guy really needed the patio. Happy Limerick Day. And now...
I put on brand new slacks just to enjoy...
Random facts.
Hey, it rhymed.
Yeah, well, I was going to do the Nantucket thing, and then I think I did that last year with the
Limerick.
Yeah, he was like, once was a man from Nantucket who missed random facts and said...
Did you know platypuses, the old duck-billed platypuses, they lose their senses of sight, sound, and smell whenever they go underwater?
All right.
So they hunt underwater using electroreception. Mechanoreceptors and electroreceptors in their bill allow them to use electrical impulses to locate objects in the deepest and darkest of waters. They're pretty amazing.
I wanted to show you a picture of Hershey, and I don't know that I saved it, but...
What does that have to do with platypuses?
Because he now... We call him platypus because he lays on the floor like when he's got the tripod. Yeah. I'll find a picture.
Okay.
And I'll put it... Oh, that's... I really am not wasting your time. Yes,
okay.
I am.
Did you know Indonesia is the world's largest island nation? It contains thousands and thousands of islands. Indonesia has so many islands, it's never been able to fully count or name them. Indonesia is now embarking on an ambitious island census to count the islands and register their names.
Closer to home, Bahamas have over 750 islands.
Yeah. Did you know in the 1800s, Lysol promoted itself as a, what's the best way to put this, a feminine hygiene product?
Wow.
That was in the 1800s. By 1911, there were 5 reported deaths and 193 poisonings.
That does not really surprise me.
Hope the women didn't use Johnson & Johnson talcum powder to relieve.
Between Lysol and the talcum powder, what do you call that?
A deadly combination!
That's right.
It was sort of used, especially back then in the 1800s and stuff like that. It was sort of a wink and a nod, I guess, to other women that it was also a, I don't want to say birth control, but it was a way to prevent that from happening.
I bet.
You know, it was sort of what do they call them? The after morning or the
day after pill
day,
or something. Yeah. It's like what they didn't know back then. Who was it the other day we were talking about? Who they were treating with strychnine? They were treating him with strychnine.
Was it a
and it killed him? A famous person. Anyway.
Yeah.
Because I mean, things that they didn't know.
They just didn't know, and so they used it. You know, gosh. Did you know the United Kingdom hasn't really required people to pay for bail since 1898? This was to help reduce the number of people remanded in custody simply because they were poor. Nowadays, bail is automatically given to people who are, you know, brought in.
What do you mean automatically?
They go to court, of course.
Yeah.
But in between the time that they're, you know, remanded in custody and everything else, they don't go to jail. They're automatically on bail.
Whoa!
There is no bail system in the UK. Bail is automatically given unless the person in question has a risk of absconding or is a risk to the public.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're automatically given bail.
Wow! What a good deal.
Yeah. Well, it's a thing of well, I don't know. No. For them, it was a way to reduce the number of people in custody simply because they were poor. But in some of the comments, you know, they use that whole thing of innocent until proven guilty. Well, why are we keeping you in jail if you're innocent until proven guilty? With the exception, of course, if it's a person that has a risk of you know, a flight but risk.
It's like yesterday, though, we had the story about the guy in Texas who was out on bail for murder. And then he was the guy that had that leopard or that Bengal tiger running loose in a Houston neighborhood.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that, I mean, just a tiger in the middle of the neighborhood.
And in New York, I don't know what you got to do to have to pay. They just take him in, let him right back out, give him a ticket to appear. And obviously, most criminals honor that, not...
Hey, every country has its own version of, well, the things that we have our versions of. For instance, the Tooth Fairy. In France and other Hispanic countries, instead of a Tooth Fairy, there is a little mouse that is said to replace the lost baby teeth of children from under their pillow with coins. It's a little mouse.
Filthy, slimy rat.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see the funny meme I posted yesterday?
No.
I got to show it because it hang on. Here it is. It's two little mice.
Did you get the vaccination yet? No, they're still testing at me on humans.
Yeah.
That's great.
Got 120 reactions.
That's really good. That's good.
Did you know cats? We know how cats work. Some of us do.
It's hug your cat day.
In other words, you get a cat. You get a new toy for the cat, and it doesn't want anything to do with the toy, but it does want to have something to do with the package the toy came in.
Right,
like little kids.
Yeah, basically like little kids as well. There's this whole thing about if I fits, I sits, and basically, so if a cat can fit into something, it'll sit into that something as well. This also works, however, with perceived spaces. In other words, if you draw or if you somehow make a 2D optical illusion that can be perceived as a 3D container, the cat will try to fit itself in that.
Oh, so that's why they're always crawling into boxes and stuff.
Yeah. It'll see that and it'll think, oh, I'm gonna sit in that thing, and it'll try and do that, and it's very confusing for the cat.
Okay, it was in like one of those Baumhauer bags with the, you know, sturdy paper bag. They came from Macy's.
Oh, like the ones on the like the one on the kitchen table, right?
Yeah,
there with your
the
stuff.
Handle on it, and she got spooked, took off, and it cut the bag off from the back end. But she was running around like crazy with the zoomies, with this bag hanging off, you know, draped around her neck like she was carrying a purse. Well, it's funnier to see it in person, I guess.
Yeah, it's always fun to give them catnip and then a box and watch them go nuts.
And those big rack things where the cats are
going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Little play area thing.
Those big rack things I used to.
Yeah. Stop it.
Coming up on our hands. We'll talk about Wayne Wheeler.
Alliteration.
Yeah, it is. We'll also talk about the International Space Station. We got a flyover anytime soon? Is that anytime?
There's a really good one on the 16th, so that's not too many days away.
Yeah. That's Sunday? I think that's Sunday night?
I don't know what day of the week that is.
Yeah, I think it's Sunday. We were also going to talk about...
Yeah, that would be.
As the page loads. Oh, the band UB40. We'll go back to cats again, and we'll talk about the giant lemur. It was a really big lemur back in prehistoric times. We'll tell you about him as well. It's all coming up on Random Facts.
I don't think the phone's going to be busy today at Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Rec with a W, because it's raining outside.
That's right. It's the sunny days where we have to be.
But when the weather gets nice and it's sunny and people are, their minds are wandering, that's when boom, boom, accidents happen. As soon as you get the paperwork and the police report, you've called your insurance adjuster, let them know you want to take your car to Montgomery Paint and Body. Why? Because you can tell them. Everybody at News Talk 93.1F has used them, even Joey, for other things, because they know cars. I mean, Donnie, if I had a question about a car, he'd be the first person I'd call, regardless of what the topic was, above and beyond ability to repair it. He's just amazing, a savant in that regard. MPB has state-of-the-art, not just technicians, but state-of-the-art equipment to repair cars. But it's the business ethic that is the foundation of everything they do, and that is we're going to diagnose everything that's wrong with the vehicle. We're going to insist with the insurance company that everything be fixed, and we will fix everything. That's the attention to detail that you really, really appreciate from Montgomery Paint and Body. With 4.5 decades of experience, you're in the best possible hands, and you can depend on the outcome. Good as new, maybe better, not just a cute thing we say, but the result you can depend on. On the boulevard at East Hurdley Lane, 27 wrecked with AW. Doesn't look like much happening at 7:30.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're very busy all over the city right now, but we have no new accidents to tell you about. We're looking pretty good on the boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Very busy, but no accidents to speak of. Buckle up. We will keep you updated. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, it doesn't matter. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
David Little's in the house. We're into spring. Summer's right around the corner.
You're right, Bubba. It's right down the road. I tell you, not far. Memorial Day, lots and lots of great events coming up. If you want a necklace, you want some jewelry, you want a purse, we've got it. Great new stuff in. If it's candy you want, and if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, we've got it all. Memorial Day's coming up. You want to get ready for your big backyard party, pool party, lake party, we've got beach towels, beach totes, sauces, seasonings, you name it, we've got it. We're your one-stop shop for your party needs this summer.
Where are you located?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's May 12th, the greatest day ever. On the 12th of May, 1963, folk singer Bob Dylan stormed off the set of The Ed Sullivan Show. CBS television censors had issues with Dylan's lyrics. Dylan was flabbergasted the lyrics were an issue, while the rest of America was flabbergasted that someone was actually able to understand them. Have a great May 12th, the greatest day ever.
And now,
here's an amazing act.
It's Jay Scott with
Random.
Oh, I screwed it up, but no, it would have been great.
It's a really big shoe. That was Ed Sullivan.
Yeah.
Now he's ruined his day.
No, I should have stuck with my original pen. Random facts.
Oh, okay.
And imitated Dylan.
Oh, I thought that was, what's his name? Petty.
Go ahead. Did you know Wayne Wheeler was stabbed in the leg with a pitchfork by a drunk farmhand? I don't know what year this was, but it was a long time ago. After that incident, he dedicated his life to banning alcohol and eventually achieved prohibition.
Yeah, that worked out really well, didn't it?
Yeah, he was an American attorney and a longtime leader of the Anti-Saloon League.
The ASL.
Yeah, he was born in 1869, died in 1927, so this is how far back this goes.
Prohibition was one of the worst things ever.
Yeah, he was the leading advocate of the prohibitionist movement in the late 1800s, early 1900s, played a major role in the passage of the 18th Amendment.
Largely responsible for the birth and the health of the underworld. You know.
Yes, it gave birth to the mafia,
yes,
really.
Yes, it did, really.
ASL pronounced that.
Wayne Wheeler was from?
Where?
Wheeler.
No. Ohio.
Oh.
He was a native of Brookfield Township in Trumbull County.
Okay. That's in East Central.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Did you know the International Space Station orbits at about 220 miles above the Earth? So let's put that into perspective. If the Earth was the size of a basketball, The space station would be just about a fourth of an inch off the surface.
Wow. I got the proximity on that.
If the Earth was the size of a basketball,
the space station would be about a fourth of an inch off the surface. That's how much 220 miles above Earth would represent.
I got you.
Yeah.
I wish I knew right off the top of my head when that flyover will be, but I will let you know.
Okay.
It's going to be a good one.
It will be a good one. That's
really
great.
Good, a really bright one.
Nice. Did you know, where does the band UB40 get its name from?
Somebody had a birthday?
UB40.
Hey, yeah. UB41 now.
No. It's the title of a form that is issued to people claiming unemployment benefits. Oh. It is Unemployment Benefit Form 40. This was a name that was suggested by a friend of the band because all of the members were unemployed at the time, so they came up with UB40.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I love that.
Where are they from?
UK, I think, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they out of the UK?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Or one of the former colonies in the empire.
Yeah, they're from, and it's not Birmingham, it's Birmingham.
Birmingham.
England.
Birmingham.
Yeah.
Birmingham.
That Birmingham. So, yeah, if I say Birmingham, you know where I'm talking about. If I say Birmingham, then it's British. In the Captain Obvious department, Did you know that viewing online cat media can work as a form of digital therapy or stress relief? You know, okay. Of course. I would say that works probably with all little cute pet videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, did you know? Oh, gosh. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. Well, okay, I'll give it a shot just because it's fun. Archaeandris? I don't know. What that is an extinct giant lemur of Madagascar. It was the largest lemur known to have existed. These were comparable in size to male gorillas.
Hmm.
A lemur the size of a gorilla.
That's a big lemur.
That's huge. That's gigantic. But they did exist back in the prehistoric times. So, yeah. Anyway, those are your random facts.
They're going to cook up a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. I'm going to tell you what you can cook up at dramatically reduced prices. In addition to cost plus 10% pricing throughout food outlet this week, sirloin tip roasts are just $3.65 a pound. I know I'll be putting one of those in my basket on Sunday for Sunday afternoon dinner. This week, Totino's pizza rolls are on sale. 50 count, all varieties, $2.99 a package. That's a 50 count. That's an amazing deal. The 64-ounce jug of Sunny D is a buck. And this week, the 8-pound bag, of russet potatoes, $2.75 each. And Kraft Real Mayo is $2.98. That is for the 30-ounce big jar. Other values, Ziegler hot dogs, and those are good. When was the last time you made yourself a nice beanie weenie casserole? This is the way to do it.
A beanie weenie casserole?
Chop up a pound of hot dogs, put them into a big can of Bush's baked beans, and just bake it for like 20 minutes. Huh. It's heaven. Food Outlet has three locations, cost plus 10 throughout the store. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, Food Outlet on Main Street west of 31 in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning. The one on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, right around 7:30. Okay, we're ready for that $10 food on the pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
A little delay on your pop there, huh?
Well, yeah. My age.
Ryan would have appreciated that.
Hey, what
All right. Give us a call if you can tell us the name of the world's largest island nation.
The world's largest island nation.
Yeah, it's 272-9228 is the phone number.
272-9228. If you don't win, stick around and do a follow-up and get an extra chance to win in our grand prize drawing, which comes up Friday around 8:55. 272-9228. We're waiting for you.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic still light to moderate around the boulevard. Our busiest spots right now, East-South Boulevard from Troy Highway down to Baptist. We've also got a lot of incoming traffic on 231 from Wetumpka, congested at the River Bridge and Redland Road red lights. Federal Drive, Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue, busy into downtown at I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Reinhardt Toyota's receiving a truckload of Toyotas every day. Get the Toyota you always wanted while you can. Reinhardt Toyota on the Eastern Boulevard for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors would like to say congratulations to all the 2021 graduates and best wishes on your next adventure. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, our first contestant is our friend Herman, longtime listener.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Herman?
Hey. All right. I might ask that question with Indonesia.
Indonesia is correct. And they don't know the number. How many islands did I mention that Bahamas have? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I will give that a follow-up to the
Okay, we'll do that follow-up.
Next caller. So hang on, Herman. You're a winner because Ben maybe can answer that one for us.
Hey, Ben, hi.
Good morning. No, I don't have that one. Okay. I apologize.
I'll give you another one.
I want to say it's 63. Okay, go for it.
Go ahead. No, what were you going to say? How many?
63?
No, actually, 750 islands that the Bahamas has. Let me give you another question. France.
Okay.
France
by 713.
That's right. France does not have a tooth fairy. What animal delivers coins to children when they lose a tooth?
Oh, man.
Dun, dun, dun,
prairie dun, dog.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to give it to someone else. And I appreciate your calling. You're in the grand prize drawing, all right?
And call again, Ben. Keep trying. We'd like you to win. Bill.
Hey, how you all?
Hey, good. How are you? Follow-up from Rich.
Uh-huh.
All right,
Thank you.
France does not have a tooth fairy. What animal delivers coins when you lose a tooth and you're a child in France?
Would that be a rat?
Well, we're going to give it to you. It's a mouse. Yeah. I'm the one that said filthy, slimy rat. Now. But you're right.
You got it, put that in his head.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
You've been the victim of a Rich Thomas implant. Gone haywire. 7:45. Speaking of animals, animal stories coming up shortly.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
I just posted a severe thunderstorm watch for portions of southeast Alabama till 1 o'clock this afternoon. And there are several warnings down there. Coffee County and Geneva County under a severe thunderstorm warning. Portions of Crenshaw and Covington County also under severe thunderstorm warnings down there in extreme South Alabama. That is not an issue in our part of the state, but as we look at radar, radar is very colorful and very active. It's been a wet morning, and that will continue to be the case. And once this morning band passes, there'll be more scattered showers and thunderstorms later on this afternoon. Cooler day today with a high around 74. Scattered showers around tonight and also first thing tomorrow morning before ending. Cooler tonight, low 54, an unusually cool May day tomorrow. High temperature in the upper 60s. It'll be a little breezy. Very unusual for this late in the season. Then jacket weather on Thursday night, overnight low 50, but a beautiful Friday. Sunshine, upper 70s, nearly perfect over the weekend. Low 80s Saturday with sunshine, and mid-80s Sunday. Almost a carbon copy. I started to think, how many kids know what a carbon copy is anymore? Almost a complete repeat of what happened last weekend. Think about that. When's the last time you used carbon paper? You know?
80s?
Yeah. Wow. Carbon copy. What does that mean? Right now this morning, we have light rain falling at 67 at 747.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Just a suggestion, because you know what you're doing. Rather than use a dated term like, today will be a carbon copy.
Right.
Why don't you switch to something like today will be a mimeograph version of yesterday?
Oh, that's modern. And smell the paper.
How about that? I'm almost as
adorable
as he is today. It is 7:47. Animal stories coming up. We mentioned the grand prize drawing. We qualified a couple of people for that. And that includes the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. The people to partner up with in service of your vehicle. You're always going to get an honest diagnosis on any issue. When your check engine light comes on, they'll find out what the problem is. In the meantime, just for basic maintenance, oil change, tire rotation, and more, they take your excuse away for not getting that done by accommodating you in whatever way is necessary. So while they're working on your car, they can get you back to your job or home. You can continue on with your day, and they'll make an arrangement to get you back with your car later. It's that easy. At all three locations, Don Duncan serving Prattville to Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have identified the man they say shot two officers Saturday. The FBI says Demetrius Keith is charged with second-degree assault from a separate incident which happened earlier that day. He is also charged with three counts of attempted murder. It is day two in the search for a missing infant in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office says one-month-old Caleb Wisnan Jr. was last seen around 10:45 Monday night at a Circle K gas station on Wetumpka Highway. If you have any information, call 911. And Trenum State Community College has given out emergency pandemic-related grants to students who are eligible. The college has given out grants to more than 1,200 students who continue to suffer financial hardships due to COVID-19. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome. Let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number. And that they should call for an appointment. And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy. Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery. Tell them most insurances are accepted, and if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time. Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Do you have unwanted documents? Don't miss ASC Credit Union's drive-in community shredded event Saturday, May 15th, 9 to noon at the old Hobby Lobby parking lot across from Fraser Church. Limit 2 bags per car, no businesses, please. Brought to you by ASC Credit Union, Alabama News Network, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
I got to call him today. Storm. Knocked out my attic fan. There's always something.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
We have Ken on the line with an accident, apparently you just witnessed, right?
Yeah, it literally just happened. People are checking on each other, as a matter of fact. On the 14 bypass, almost in front of the paper mill, at the bottom of the hill there's a 5-car accident, and it looks pretty bad, but it's going to have traffic backed up all the way, everybody trying to come into Prattville on the 14 bypass.
Okay, what alternate road is there available if that one's going to be jammed up?
Well, there's really not, because right now downtown is tore up with the construction, so
you're
just going to have to take your time getting through it.
Okay, so if you see things slowing down that way, be prepared. It could be a while, especially since the any emergency equipment that's needed won't be there for a bit. All right,
correct.
We'll pass that on to Skipper. Thank you so much for the info.
Yep.
All righty, 7:52, Animal Stories next.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week, "Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway." It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, your wish will never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
It's a tailgate party on game day. It's a welcome to the neighborhood. It's another
the good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba, the news elephant. Good work, Chase. Time for today's animal stories. These are true tales, pun intended, from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman to the vocal on Tusker.
Perfect.
On the money.
Perfecto.
All right, our top story, and top in more ways than one, this is a pizza debacle. It's just a funny story involving a dog. Sherry Ford said she and her son ordered delivery from a Domino's Pizza around 11:15 on a Tuesday night. The family said they waited hours, called the restaurant multiple times, and eventually just gave up and went to sleep without the pizza. Mm-hmm. But eventually they checked their home surveillance cameras to find the delivery. Driver got the pizzas there around 11:45, but left them on top of their daughter's new car and took off. The pizza boxes sat there until 6:30 the next morning when a lucky dog sniffing around, something smells good, dragged the boxes off the roof of the car and had a pig out on the hood doing about $300 or $400 in cosmetic damage during the excitement. Man.
Yeah, I wonder if it was a meat lover's pizza.
Domino's said they will repair the damage.
Oh, okay. Oh wow.
Okay. That's cool.
They have that new thing. I guess it's real, right? That automated thing that drives up your ass.
Do they have that locally, or they have that in big cities, or what?
I'm thinking that's a big city thing. I'm just suspicious.
I haven't ordered pizza in
not from them. Not in a long time. A terrifying new species of a venomous spider. What? Yeah, that's sweet. Has turned up in Miami. It looks like a small, shiny black tarantula. Has venom that induces painful stings like a bee. The Pine Rockland trapdoor spider. The technical name is Umidia richmond. Was first found by a zookeeper. Guess where? Where my daughter works at Zoo Miami in Florida. Ooh. With legs extended, the male is approximately the size of a 1-pound coin, while the female is estimated to be 2 or 3 times larger. Spiders of this type can live for decades in the same burrow for their entire life. In other words, it could have been there before they dug up that part of the zoo.
Yeah.
That's why it turned up there. And yes, it is possible. A woman in England went to the store. She'd heard that if you buy duck eggs, sometimes...